Welcome back to the 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have the privilege of speaking with Natasha Pfeiffer. Is she related to Michelle Pfeiffer? We just don't know at this point, but we're going to ask her. She's a singer, she's an actress, and she's a writer. Why don't we give you a little bit of her singing style right now with the song called Finding Mr. Right.
I feel like I've been driving on a rope that leads to nowhere. Without any direction, I keep going, I keep searching, 'cause I know he's out there, the one that's gonna fill this heart of mine.
Don't care if it takes me forever.
For any guy, I won't settle.
She used to be on a German TV show. It was an evening soap opera called Good Times, Bad Times. She did 234 episodes. Can you imagine that? But her life hasn't always been a bowl of cherries. Why don't we just get the beautiful and talented Natasha Pfeiffer on the phone and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello, it's Natasha.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. It's so nice to hear from you.
Wow, you're a singer, you're an actress, you're a writer. So I just played a little bit of your song called Finding Mr. Right. Very lovely. You have an amazing voice.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So, I mean, when you were 17, mm-hmm. It seemed like the best success. German TV show, evening soap opera, Good Times, Bad Times, 234 episodes. Amazing. That is the best experience anybody could ever have.
Oh, thank you so much. But it kind of reminded me a couple of days ago when someone was asking me, well, what does it take? And I think that, you know, we actors, and I hope that I'm speaking on behalf of all the actors, a lot of people don't realize on how many doors we have to knock. And people just think that, you know, we're just an overnight success, Keith. But in actuality, I mean, we have to knock on a lot of doors.
Right. Because right after that, life wasn't so great for a little while. But very early in your childhood, you had a lot of challenges before you made it to America. Were you born in Berlin?
I was born in Berlin.
Right. So tell us about your angels and tell us about the bad times before you got to the good times and the bad times show.
Definitely being put on the spot. Well, honestly, I was raised pretty much poverty. We didn't have much when I was a very little girl. My mom was very young. My dad wow. had left. And so my mom was struggling making life happen financially. And yeah, it was very hard in the wintertime because we only had an outside bathroom and there was no financial support because my mom was literally raised by nuns in a monastery. So it was always very hard for me not knowing for a long time who my dad was. I kind of had to move out when I was 14 years old.
Wow.
And I was literally being dropped off at emergency stay for children because our mother had a hard time. And so it was very difficult not really realizing what was going on and realizing that in many ways I was on my own. And then after that, being sent into the place where young girls are being sent to that were difficult to raise. I mean, officially, it was being called some fancy place where young girls grew up. It was in a big villa. But then once you took another look, there were a lot of troubled girls. And then the girls beat me up there.
Oh my God.
And I was hospitalized for many, many weeks. And then after that, I had to find a job. So I was actually being taken in. So this is to answer you about my little angel by an elderly woman. She was really awesome. And I had kind of like had my first boyfriend and he knew this couple and they needed somebody to stay with them. It was an old lady. Oh my gosh, she was like 90 years old. She allowed me to stay with her. So I was like 16 years old. After I was able to stay with this woman, I had a room and board and it was really nice. And then I had to get jobs. So there were several times where people were asking me and saying, hey, we really like your look. Would you like to be in a commercial? But at the same time, I've always been wanting to do that when I was little and I was in some German pirate show when I was just 12 years old. And then I was in the Muppet show and I did child modeling in between. So yeah, finally, when I was 17 years old, I realized this is something that I really wanted to do professionally. I was finishing school and I would always always go to auditions, and I happened to, one time I skipped school. I'm sure that a lot of actors would start laughing now, because if we want something, we just go out there and find a way to get it. So I had gone to this, like, you know, German Künstlerdienst agency for people that are looking for acting parts, but I was still a minor, so I skipped school and told my doctor that I was really sick. Yeah, sure. But I needed to make money, and I wanted to fulfill my dreams. So I met this director, and his name was Henning Borgold. So that was my second major angel. And talking about persistence, I had to call a guy literally every 4 to 6 weeks and ask him if he had a big part for me.
Wow.
I mean, the minute I met him in a falafel store. And this is where the funny part happened. Yeah, I met him in a falafel store, and he was really in a rush to get something to eat. But I just came from school, and I was really hungry, and I was kind of a little bit grumpy. And so, like, why are you cheating the line? So long story short, we started to talk, and he said, well, let me buy you lunch. And I had not seen him again up until when I got my first little extra job on the movie set. And when I saw him there, I couldn't believe it, because you know what, Keith, not only did I find out that indeed he was a movie director who bought me lunch at the falafel store, but I also found out that he was actually my girlfriend's father from school.
Wow.
And within 3 weeks after my first gig, I wrote down on a piece of paper, I mean, recognizing him, obviously, saying to him on a piece of paper that this wasn't a coincidence, that we had met, and that I wanted to be in his movies, and wouldn't it be a great setup for him to be my director to discover me,
and
for me to be his actress. As he called back and started laughing, got me a few actually small little gigs, but then my journey began where I kind of said to myself, he's gonna give me a big part, but why hasn't it happened yet? And then eventually, after, this is no joke, Keith, after 2 years, one morning he came by and he said to me, Natasha, remember that television show Good Times, Bad Times? It started in Australia, and my friend Axel Baer, a lot of people don't know that Good Times, Bad Times started in Australia.
Okay.
He said, come on by, let's talk about it. And then the next funny story actually happened, where I was being interviewed for a leading role that 2,000 people were interviewed for my part. And he told me that. He said, your character, Marina Geppert, they're interviewing people left and right, but I kind of feel like that you're so unique and so persistent, and I want to get you to the producer. But Keith, he never told me who the producer was, like the executive producer, Axel Baer.
Right.
And so I walked up there that particular morning, and I was like all ready to go. And there was a guy kind of like casually dressed, and we were both at the elevator at the same time and realizing that the elevator wasn't working. So we had to walk up the floors, right? And he kept on asking me questions. I have no idea. I was so young and probably naive, because I thought that this guy was an extra or a small-time actor. I didn't know. So he was like, every floor that we were both going up to a higher level, he kept on asking me all these questions about why I thought that with all these people that they were auditioning, why I thought that I was the one who would actually get the part. And I don't even know, Keith, it was so embarrassing, because I don't know some of the things that I said. Oh my gosh. So finally, we're at the door, and I'm walking in, and as I'm walking in, I see that he taps me on the shoulder. He said, okay, Miss Natasha, I wish you the best of luck. And I said, where are you going? Don't you have to wait in the waiting room? He said, well, I have things to do here. And I'm thinking, he's going into the production room. I should be bold enough to do that. So I'm sitting there, I sign in, and guess what, Keith? I'm being taken into the same room, and guess who's sitting right in front of me? Axel Baer, the producer, that walked right up 7 floors with me and asking me all these questions. So he's like leaning backwards and saying, well, hello again, Miss Natasha. It was so nice to make your acquaintance. And I'm light olive skin, but I think I turned white. And I said, what are you doing here? He said, well, you know, my name is Axel Baer, and I'm not an actor, but I'm actually the executive producer. I'm actually the money guy. I had no idea what that even meant, but I looked at him. I'm like, you're not fair. Why wouldn't you tell me this? And he started laughing. And that's when my little second angel walked in the room, and Henning Borgold always knew that I was always up to something. And he said, is everything okay here? And Axel looked at Henning Borgold and said, oh yeah, I've already made your acquaintance. Why didn't you get the camera guy in here? And I said, well, don't you need me to read any lines? And he said, not really. Just look in the camera and tell RTL Television why you think you're the perfect girl to play Marina Geppert. And that was it. You know what, Keith?
Got it.
Talking about faith and trust. trusting. It was the most difficult 3 weeks that I've ever experienced, because in my heart, like, I felt like I got that role. But Henning Borgo and Axel Behr never told me anything. They were literally letting me wait 3 weeks. And I was sitting in my little tiny room. I didn't even have a regular heater.
Wow.
I was so broke. I just had the tiniest apartment. And at the time, it was like, it was 300 D-mark a month. And I had to put charcoal in the oven to stay warm. And I said, well, if this doesn't work out, what am I going to do? So all I can tell you is, like, whoever is going to listen, all the actors that work so hard and have this drive and have that dream to make it big someday, and all they're facing is maybe not even being able to pay their bills,
right,
but having that dream of one day it's going to happen. I felt these feelings and I had no idea what was going to happen, but my intuition kept on saying, Natasha, you got that gig. There was that small little voice in my head. And that night the phone rang and he told me. And it was a few amazing years that I had. But when I moved to Los Angeles, it was it was a completely different story.
Nice. All this acting, all this hosting, all this singing, the writing. So eventually it's time to open your own production company, right? And make your own movie.
Absolutely.
So tell us a journey about that. It's the name of the production. Is it called My Butterfly?
It's called My Butterfly Films LLC.
Okay.
You know, when I was a really young girl, my mom had a blood infection once. And the state in Germany is really great because they will send you to families that are, you know, willing to take care of you. So I got into this amazing family, fell in love with a little boy. His name was Eric. And we kind of created this love bond with each other. And one summer, when I was back in Germany, he sent me blue butterflies. It was little hair clips, but it was the most amazing butterfly clips that I've ever had. So our sign became the blue butterfly. So unfortunately, he passed away in a car accident, but our sign was always the butterfly. I wanted that name, My Butterfly, to never be forgotten. And I felt like he was always guiding me in some way. So I called my company My Butterfly Films LLC.
What's next for you? What else do you have going on?
Well, what else I have going on? I'm working with another producer and I have several other projects besides the TV shows that I'm written, but I have a trilogy that I've written. It's a guy from another planet that comes to save the world and he has several assignments. And so it's a trilogy and I kind of have 3 books ready to go. And I also have 3 screenplays. I'm doing a lot of editing right now. I'm in the studio because we're creating the soundtrack. So I'm working with 2 different producers on 2 different projects and pretty much doing the same thing, doing a lot of editing on the books, doing a lot of editing on the scripts. And once it's all ready to go, I'll shoot a trailer for Ceremony and do the same thing, trying to get the whole thing financed with the right team of people.
Where can people find you online?
I'm on Instagram, is Natasha Sends Love. And again, Natasha Sends Love. Natasha is obviously being spelled with an S-C-H-A, not S-H-A. So mine is the Russian version, Natasha Sends Love. And that'd probably be the best way.
So no email address or anything like that? Just go to Instagram?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. I have an email address and it's Natasha1 Pfeiffer. It's the same spelling as Michelle Pfeiffer. But I wish we were related. I think she's an amazing actress, but we're not. So Natasha... Yes.
My next question.
Oh, my goodness.
You're interviewing yourself. This is great.
Oh my gosh, Keith. I'm so sorry.
I did say that in the beginning, though. I said, her name is Natasha Pfeiffer. Is she related to Michelle? At this point, we just don't know.
Oh my gosh. You know what? My answer to you is, if I was related to her, then maybe my journey wouldn't have been as hard. You know, that would be amazing. Michelle, if you hear my interview, you're fabulous. But anyway, yes, my email is Natasha1Pfeiffer@yahoo.com.
All right. That's P-F-E-I-F-F-E-R.
And Natasha with an S-E-H-A at the end.
Hey, Natasha, thank you so much for doing my show. I super appreciate it. I don't think I've ever interviewed anyone who did over 200 episodes on a series. That's crazy. And doing it at such a young age, that's pretty awesome. It seems like you came from adversity, man. You did it. You made it. You kept plunging through. I love your story. So I'm sure people are just listening and maybe they were thinking about giving up. And they're like, wow, if Natasha can do it, I can do it too.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Anyone can do it. And it doesn't matter if you get turned down by 50 people, by 200 people, the right door will open. And so I want to encourage everybody and let everybody know that I sent them love, that they should never, ever give up, because there's always light at the end of the tunnel.
That's true. And let's hope it's not a train.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Hey, thanks for doing my show.
Awesome. Bye-bye. All the best.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's give it up for Natasha. She is amazing. The season of the woman continues. Be sure to leave a review or comment wherever you're listening. I'm Johnny Keith, your host for Actors2020Podcast.com. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.